Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, let's go ahead and worship and magnify God. Let's go ahead and go into the splendor of the King. Let's go ahead and go to the throne of grace in prayer. I'm your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvaez, and this is the 12, hallelujah, God. This is the 10 a.m., hallelujah, Jesus. Prophetic healing by the Spirit of the true and living God. We just lift God up on this morning. We just worship Jesus, and we magnify him. Oh, come on, y'all, let's pray. Hallelujah, God. Let's pray for the deliverance of the people. Let's pray to the living King on today. Oh, we magnify Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you the glory on this morning, God. We thank you for waking us up on this morning, oh, Father God. We thank you for clothing us in the right mind, oh, Father God. We thank you for being a healer on a day, God. We thank you for being a deliverer on a day, God. We thank you, God, for it's in you, God, that we were even able to wake up this morning, God. And God said to let you know that he loves you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, let my people know that I love them. Oh, Bashatarobaya, God, how we lift you up, God. Oh, Bisharahana, God, how we glorify you, God. Oh, Sikarosana, God, how we magnify you, God. Oh, how we glorify you, Jesus. We just give you homage on the day, God. We give you honor on the day, God. We give you splendor on the day, God. We thank you, God. We thank you that you make every crooked path straight on the day, God. We thank you that you can do it, oh, Father God. You're the only one that we look to. You're the Ash Elohim, God. Oh, how we glorify you, God. Oh, how we magnify you, God. God said to let you know that he's the only one that can fix your situation. Hallelujah, Jesus, we glorify you. And he said because of that, oh, Bashata, Son of God, he said praise him right now, oh, hallelujah, God. I know it's early, oh, Basharobaya, God, but God said praise him on this morning, Bisharahana, God. I know it's early, hallelujah, God, but God said glorify him on this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus, how we love you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, how we magnify you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, how we thank you, Lord. Oh, Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. God said to come unto him, all those who are heavy laden, and he'll give you rest. You want peace in that situation on a day. You want joy in the midst of your environment on a day. When the walls are crumbling down like Jericho, you're looking for peace on a day. And God said, come unto him where it's warm and the fire is toasty on this morning. Hallelujah, God. God said, come into his love. Oh, be shout out, son of God. God said, come into his spirit. Oh, he shall go by, oh God. And God said, come into the midst. Hallelujah, of the spirit of the true and living God on today. We worship and magnify God on this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to be going to the book of Isaiah. Hallelujah, the book of Isaiah. Amen. I'm going to be reading from Isaiah, the 53rd chapter on this morning, in the first verse. And the Bible goes to read, it says, hallelujah, who hath believed our report? Hallelujah. And I want to, amen, encourage, amen, or I want to challenge you on this morning. Amen. The scripture says, who hath believed our report? Amen. As God began to deal with me, amen, in regards to, amen, what he wants, amen, to put on the people's heart. Amen. The Holy Spirit showed me, he said, belief is the past tense of believe. I'll say that again. Belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, is the past tense of believe. Amen. You must believe before there is a belief. Help us, God, on this morning. What do you believe to have a belief in is my question to you today. Amen. We are taught to have a belief in so many different things. Amen. And hallelujah, in so many different ways. And I'm talking about religion. Amen. But what do you have a belief? Amen. What do you believe in to have a belief for? Amen. In order to have a belief, you have to first believe in something. Amen. And my question, amen, the Holy Spirit said, tell them his question to you on today is, do you believe in healing? Oh, Bashatarobaya, God said it again. Do you believe in healing? Hallelujah. And I believe that God sent me by to you this morning to give you reasons as to why you should believe and healing. Amen. As we go to Isaiah, amen, 53:1, you know, Isaiah was a book, amen, was a book of prophecy. Amen. It was a book of a report of the things to come. Amen. It was a book of a report, amen, of the coming of Christ. Amen. This is the prophet Isaiah. Amen. The eagle-eyed prophet, amen, he prophesied the things that were yet to come. Amen. The people were waiting on a Messiah, amen, to come and save them, amen, from the treacherous, hallelujah, afflictions of the world. Amen. And when Christ came, he came not only to save them, amen, but he came to save you also, but he came with a purpose. Amen. And again, my question to you is, do you believe in healing? Amen. Isaiah 53:1 says, who hath believed our report? Amen. Whose report is Isaiah talking about? He said, our report. The Bible says, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? That means that, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit had to speak something to Isaiah, amen, for it to become our report. That means that he took ownership of it, amen. And what are you taking ownership of today? The Holy Spirit is asking, what report are you taking ownership of today? Are you taking the report, amen, of man, or are you taking the report, amen, of the arm of the Lord? Amen, as he reveals himself from glory to glory. The Bible says, for he shall grow up. Amen. Who is he? This is Christ that Isaiah is talking about. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. Grow up before who? Well, he's talking about growing up before God. Amen. As a tender plant. The Bible said, and as a root out of a dry ground, hallelujah, God, he have no form nor comeliness, and we shall see him. There is no beauty that we should desire him. Hallelujah. What does this mean? This means that Christ was coming to suffer for the sin. hands of the people, and in suffrage, there is no beauty in suffrage. Amen. It's something that's twisted inside out. Amen. It's like taking your body and twisting it inside out. Amen. There is no beauty inside of that. Hallelujah, Jesus. God came to take Jesus to judgment hall, to be spit on, to be talked about, to be scandalized, to be scorned, to, hallelujah, God, have dirt kicked in his face, to bear a cross. And there was no beauty in that that we should desire of him. And the Bible says that he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, hallelujah, God, and acquainted with grief, and we hid as if it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Oh, hallelujah, God. I'm talking about why you should believe in healing on a day. The Bible says that surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. God said to let you know that Christ came to carry your grief and sorrow for sickness. You know, there's something to be withheld inside of sickness. There's something to be withheld to walk around with a terminal disease and only given 2 to 4 months to live. Scratch that all together and only given, hallelujah, God, 3 weeks to live. There's something, hallelujah, Jesus, to bear with that. And the Bible says that surely he hath, meaning he as in Christ Jesus, have borne your griefs and carried your sorrows. The Bible said, and yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. Somebody was afflicted for your wounds today. The Bible says, but he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And the Bible declares that because of him and because of his stripes, oh, my shout out, son of God, you are healed. Oh, what God is saying on today is that sickness and disease is healed. I came by to ask you this morning, do you believe in healing? For the Bible declares that Jesus Christ, the Savior of our life, he was brought before God as a tender plant, and as the root of a dry ground. Oh, I shout out, son of God, some of us on a day, we need for our dry ground to be made wet. Well, Christ said, if any man follow after me, I'll be like a well springing up in everlasting life, and all your belly shall flow. I said it'll flow rivers of living water. There's somebody near a river. Oh, cry me a river is what the song said. But oh, my shout out, son of God, God paid the price for all your tears on the day. God paid the price for all your weak nights. God paid the price for all of your worry and distress. God paid the price for all of your terminal illness. Cancer cannot stay. Oh, my shout out, son of God, diabetes cannot live on. Oh, he shout out, son of God, sickness and disease, it must flee. Oh, hallelujah, God, that's like the woman with the issue of blood. The Bible said she had an issue of blood, 12 long years, and she had spent all she had. She had no more left. You know what it's like when you go to the ATM and you go to get a cash withdrawal and the ATM says no funds available. Come on, somebody. You know what it's like when you're tapped out on empty. You're driving in your car and then all of a sudden, oh, my shot pass. The gauge light says E. You're down to your last reservoir. You know what it's like. Oh, when you go up the stream without a paddle. You started off with two paddles. today. No, we have no more gas left. I'm not. There's nothing left. I'm not. Inside of the tank. I'm not. But God sent me by to let you know this morning. No, to let you know because of Him. No, there are rivers. I'm not. That are available to be flowing. There are rivers available to be flowing. No, inside of your life. I'm not. There are rivers available to flow. No, inside of the currents. I'm not. Currents that you thought would take you down. I'm not. The currents that you thought would choke the life out of you. But God sent me by to let you know. Oh, when this life is over. Nah. Oh, Vashata, Son of God. I'm not. God is waiting on the other side. I'm not. But until you get to a place. I'm not. Called paradise. I'm not. God is there. I'm not. He's able right now. I'm not. For he was wounded for your transgressions. I'm not. He was bruised for your iniquity. I'm not. To be wounded for a transgression. I'm not. That means that he was pierced on the side. I'm not. For all the transgressions of the people. I'm not. Even when you're living in sin, God still wants to heal you. I'm not. He told Ezekiel. I'm not. He said, tell all my people. I'm not. To come back to me. I'm not. And I'll heal their backsliding. I'm not. He said to Jeremiah, I'm not. Let my people know. I'm not. Before the foundations of the world. I'm not. Their healing was made available. I'm not. It was designed. I'm not. It was orchestrated. I'm not. The rivers of the flowing water. I'm not. Of everlasting life. I'm not. They were available then. Nah. It was designed. Nah. And it was predestined. Nah. See, when the enemy thought that he would take you out like a flood, nah. God lift up the banner of a standard. Nah. To come up against the wiles of the devil. Nah. This is why you can say, nah. No weapon of illness formed against me. Nah. Will ever prosper. Nah. Well, why is that, woman of God? Nah. That is because I'm not. He was wounded for your transgressions. I'm not. And by your stripes, I'm not. By his stripes, I'm not. You are healed. I'm not. This is why you can face that thing. See, a lot of people give up and buckle out, and they give up and throw in the towel because, oh my God, Jesus, it feels as though the walls are crumbling down because they're on E, they're on the last reservoir. But God said in Philippians 4:13, that you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. And why is that? Because Paul put it like this. God told him that, oh, hallelujah, God. I said, God told Paul, I could imagine it was one low night. Where all Paul's reservoirs were on E. Paul didn't have no more gas in the tank. Paul had been smitten. Paul had been in snake bites. Paul was shipwrecked. He was up the river without a paddle. Oh, this was Paul. The one that had labored for God. And Paul asked God, to take the thorn out of my side. But God told Paul, Christ told Paul, my grace is made, sufficient for you, and all of your weakness. I can imagine what it's like, to walk around with HIV, rejected, oh, Bashaka, Son of God, thrown out like an outcast, hiding a secret, for oh so very long, but even in all our transgressions, God still wants to heal us, in all our iniquities, God still wants to set us free, and all of our sin, God still wants to save that which is lost, oh, God manifests itself, as a tender plant, as the root of Jesse, this is why you should believe in healing on today, because God sent healing, down on the cross, 2,000 years ago, God sent said, nah, prepare me a body, nah, I'm getting ready to go down, nah, and fix all the suffering, nah, the Messiah has come, nah, our kingdom come, nah, thy will be done, nah, on earth, nah, as it is in heaven, nah, give us this daily bread, nah, the bread of life, nah, the bread falling from heaven, nah, that spiritual bread, nah, oh, the forefathers ate of them, nah, that spiritual bread, nah, for man shall not live, nah, I said you shall not live, nah, by bread alone, nah, but by every word, nah, that proceedeth out of the mouth, nah, of the true and living God. Oh, Bashata Robayo, God. Oh, Bisharra, Son of God. God said, why should you believe to have a belief? You should believe in healing because it is the belief of God. God had to believe in something in order to give you a belief. And God believed that when he sent down Jesus, the rock of your salvation, oh, rock of Lord, the low times. God believed that when he sent, Jesus Christ, to be the propitiation of the sins of many, God believed to have a belief that you be healed. Let me tell you something on the day. God believes it, and he has a belief, and he knows, his word of God is the belief. That's his belief system. And the Bible declares that you are healed. The Bible declares that by your stripes you are healed. The Bible declares that by his stripes everything in your life is healed. Anything that does not represent it's healed in Jesus' name. Anything that does not glorify God, it's healed in Jesus' name. Oh, Vashataro by your God. Don't you know that God can heal the spiritual things in your life also? Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, if anyone is heavy laden, come unto me and I'll give you rest. He said, my yoke is light and my burden is few. Oh, Vashataro by your God. And God can heal all of the mental pain and anguish people are going through on a day. People are blowing out their brains on a day. But God can heal worry. God can heal defeatism. You're not defeated in Jesus' name, but you have the victory. Victory is yours on a day. Oh, hallelujah, God. God can heal the mindset of taking two steps back and not going forward. Oh, Vashata, Son of God. God can heal the mindset of non-exaltation, of non-acceleration on the day. If your reservoir is on E, I'm out of time, y'all. God can send you, Vashata, Son of God, like a speed of light, jumping into your destiny. If you've been out there and you've been confused and broken, busted and all twisted up, you have nothing to believe in, oh, Bashata, Son of God. Therefore, you have no belief. God can heal that too. There are some people, God is saying, that are out there that don't even have a belief system, but they have nothing to believe in. They have nothing to believe in that says they're blessed in the city and blessed in the field. They have nothing to believe in that says they can do all things through God's spirit that strengthens them. They have nothing to believe in that says, yet though they slay them, yet will they trust in God. They have nothing to believe in that says no weapon formed against them shall prosper. They have nothing to believe in that says they are the head and not the tail. You got to get a belief. Hallelujah. You got to believe to get a belief system. Hallelujah. Won't you believe in God on a day?
Christ said, if any man believe in him, he shall be saved. If any man call on the name of Jesus, he shall be saved. If any man believe that I am the Christ, God says, he shall be redeemed from the curse of the law. God says in his word, he told John, believe in me, for I am my God. Believe in me, for God is in me. Believe in me, because I am in God. Believe in me, because my Father and I are one. God told John to believe in me. You've got to get something that you believe in so that you can have a belief. And healing is available. Healing is a part of the belief system of God. God would not send his only begotten Son to die for the sins of the world without sending them a belief system in healing. Won't you come to God on a day? If you don't know him as your Savior in Jesus Christ, now is the time to have a belief system. God wants to give you a safety net on a day. You've been believing in riches and gold to save you. You've been believing in the physicians and the doctors to help you. You've even been believing in Buddha and Allah, hallelujah, God, to give you a spiritual awakening. But a spiritual awakening is in front of your face right now. For the Bible declares, how shall they know without a preacher being sent? And God sent me by to let you know this morning that the belief net is available. I see a belief in a net. This is your safety net on the day. Won't you lift up your hands to God and lift up your heart and accept him as your Christ on the day? Accept him as your Savior on the day. Let us do it together. Oh, Bashata, Son of God. Let us say the sinner's prayer together. Just repeat after me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. See, when you say give us this day our daily bread, you're accepting Christ as your Savior. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power forever. Hallelujah, God. If you said this prayer, you saved. The Bible says, if any man call on me, he is saved. And with that, believing, hallelujah, God, confessing with the mouth, also believing that Christ died on the cross and was raised from the grave. And he yet lives, because we know that our Redeemer lives. You know, God is able, hallelujah, to deliver you from that issue that you're going through. Hallelujah, God, we're going across the nation, amen, with healing crusades, amen. This is the calling of God on the day. It's healing throughout the land. Hallelujah, Jesus, we will be visiting, amen, a city close to you, hopefully, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus will be in Lansing, Michigan on January the 15th of 2015 this year, the new year, amen. We will be in, hallelujah, Akron, Ohio on February 14th, that is Valentine's Day. And after that, we're making our way to Macon, Georgia, amen. That's Macon, Georgia. Me out on the website, amen. I'm all out of time. The website is Alyssa, A-L-L-Y-S-S-A, Narvez, N-A-R, V as in Victor, A-E, Z as in Zebra, .com. AlyssaNarvez.com. May the grace of God be with you until I see you again, my friends. God bless you and bye-bye.